With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. While prices did rise again last month, the government tells us that it wasn't a huge increase.
Prices rose just 0.2% from June to July, up a bit from the previous month's 0.1% increase. Compared with a year earlier, inflation was unchanged at 2.5%. The trend of cooling price increases may clear the way for the Fed to start cutting its key interest rate next month, for the first time in 4.5 years. Despite the near end of high inflation, many Americans are unhappy with sharply higher average prices for such necessities as gas, food, and housing compared with pre-pandemic levels. Jeremy House, Washington.
Vice President Harris has changed her tune on a number of key issues, but the Democratic presidential hopeful insists that, in her words, my values have not changed. She and running mate Tim Walz sat for a pre-recorded interview yesterday. It was played back last night on CNN. Former President Trump figures that this is something that deserves government support. How about free IVF treatments for any interested couple? That's what Mr. Trump is proposing. He says in America needs more babies.
We're pro-family. Nobody's ever said that before. But the IVF treatments are expensive. It's very hard for many people to do it and to get it. But I've been in favor of IVF right from the beginning. You know, if you talk to them, they'll say, oh, he really doesn't like, they have ads like I'm against it. It's just the opposite.
Also at SRNNews.com, one Dallas police officer was shot to death last night, two other officers wounded in an exchange of gunfire with a suspect who was fatally shot by police. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been trading higher. The Dow is up 79 points. This is SRN News. People want leaders who stand up for religious freedom.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that all around the globe, citizens put a premium on government officials who support the right of everyone to pursue whatever faith system they wish. Here in the U.S., about two-thirds of adults say it's important for the president to stand up for all people's religious freedom. 90% of those in Indonesia feel the same way, as do 75% in Ghana and 73% in Poland. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal government will spend more money trying to protect synagogues and other Jewish institutions as anti-Semitism rises. The Department of Homeland Security allocating over $450 million for the coming fiscal year to help Jews keep their property safe. The money is also available to other religious organizations whose houses of worship and buildings might be at threat. Anti-Semitism has surged in this country and around the world since last fall's Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. A solitary hiker found dead in the Grand Canyon.
The National Park Service and the Coconino County, Arizona Medical Examiner are investigating the death of a man who was on a multi-day solo backpacking trip through the Grand Canyon. The 60-year-old from North Carolina was reported missing Tuesday after he had failed to check in with a family member. His body was located by helicopter near a rugged trail along a remote section of the Colorado River. The man's name and hometown were not made public. He's believed to be the sixth person to die at the canyon in less than a month, and the 14th this year. Park officials say there are usually about 10 to 15 deaths per year. I'm Ben Thomas.
Inflation is down in Europe, 2.2% this month, down from 2.6% in July. The pace of consumer price increases in the 20 countries using the euro is now close to a 2% goal set by the European Central Bank. More details at SRNNews.com.